Hello, everyone. Good morning. My first time to preach in English. And bear with me about my language, my English. Let's open the Bible. Can you all hear me? Okay. Let's open the Bible, Gospel of John, chapter 21. You can read along with me. Gospel of John, chapter 21. I will read in ESV. Before that, you know, the Pastor Ivan will be back in 2 weeks, so you will see him soon in 2 weeks. And we continue to pray for Pastor Ivan and Joyce. Okay, Gospel John, chapter 21. After this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. And he revealed himself in this way. Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and the two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, I'm going fishing. They said to him, we will go with you. They went out and got into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. Just as the day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, children, do you have any fish? They answered him, no. He said to them, cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved therefore said to Peter, it is the Lord. When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards away off. When they got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire in place, with fish laid out on it, and bread. Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish that you have just caught. So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. Now none of the disciples dared ask him, who are you? They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. Verse 15. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than this? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs. He said to him a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, tend my sheep. Verse 17, he said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Verse 18, truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go. This he said to show by what kind of death he was to glorify God. And after saying this, he said to him, follow me. That's from Gospel John chapter 21. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we just thank you for giving your word, and thank you also for giving this opportunity we can worship together. And we continue to pray for Pastor Ivan and his family. May you continue to renew his youth like eagles. And also be with us today as well. May your word be spoken. May we all drawn to you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The question to you, to each everyone, is that what Jesus asked Peter, do you love me more than this? So that's the question of this sermon, of this topic. As Jesus asked Peter, do you love me more than this? And we're going to look at this question from two perspectives. One is, what does this question mean to Peter then? And another perspective is, what does this question mean to me now? So let's look at the first perspective. What does this question mean to Peter then? And we can look at it through the Bible. Let's go back to verse 1. It said, after this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, which is the Sea of Galilee. It's a big lake. And he revealed himself in this way. So he said, after this, what does it mean by this? This means previous, before chapter 21, which is chapter 20, where it talks about Jesus resurrected, and also Jesus revealed himself to his disciples for the first time on the day he was resurrected. And at that time, Thomas was not there. And then 8 days later, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples the second time. And at that time, Thomas was there. And Jesus said that to ask Thomas to put fingers and his hands on his hands and on his side. And Jesus also told him that that Thomas believed because he had seen Jesus, but blessed are those who has not seen and yet have believed. So this is after this, means after Jesus revealed himself to his disciples two times. Now, and they, Jesus, before he went to the cross, he also told his disciples to go to Galilee and to meet him there. And he said he would go before the disciples. So the disciples actually followed, listened to what Jesus told them to do. And they went to Galilee. That's recorded in the other Gospels. So they obeyed Jesus' command and went to Galilee to meet Jesus. But what happened? Let's continue. So Simon Peter, Thomas, Nathanael of Cana of Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others, so totally about seven disciples, they were together. Simon Peter then said, I'm going fishing, and then they all go fishing. Now, they were waiting for Jesus in Galilee, and I think they also knew that Jesus was already there because Jesus said that they went before them, but somehow they couldn't find Jesus. They're waiting, and they were fishermen. That's they used to do before they were caught by Jesus 3 years ago, also on this location, the lake or the Sea of Galilee. On this big lake, about 3 years ago, they were called by Jesus to follow him. So 3 years later, they went to the same place, but they were waiting for Jesus, but they couldn't see, so they went to fishing. And you have to think about why does Peter want to go back to fishing, his old lifestyle, and hold this thought in your mind. Why? And we will explain this later. Hold these thoughts. Now we go on. verse 4-8. And here, as day was breaking, and Jesus appeared to them, but because they are far away, and also it's dark, still dark, they couldn't recognize him. And Jesus asked them, do they have any fish? Now they are fishermen. They are very experienced, but they caught nothing. And I think that's also the season for fishing. It's an Easter time frame, and it's a season to fish, but they couldn't catch any fish, even though they are 7 expert fishermen. And so when Jesus asked them, they are very sort of upset, just one word to reply, no, very upset. They couldn't get any fish. And Jesus told them to cast the net on the right side, and then now, boom, they got fish. Now this actually happened three years ago, probably at the same, where Albany is on the same lake, but lake is big. I'm not sure whether it's the same location, but they, is exactly the same, similar thing happened 3 years ago when Peter and also John and the other fishermen, they tried to fish. They went on fishing whole night, they caught nothing. And Jesus asked them to go to put a boat out in the deep, and then they can get fish. And indeed, they got fish. That happened 3 years ago. And at that time, Peter recognized that he is the Lord, and he confessed his sin and fell down before Jesus' knees. And then Jesus called him to follow him, and he followed him right away, together with the other, like Zebedee, the 2 sons of Zebedee, which is John and John and his brother. So that's what happened 3 years ago. They didn't get a fish. Jesus asked them, and then to do something, and they followed, and then got fish. The same thing happened here. They also got full net of fish. But things are a little bit different here. Now, 3 years ago, it is Peter first recognized Jesus is Christ, Jesus is the Lord. But this time is the other disciple, not Peter. It's the disciple whom Jesus loved. As you read the Gospel of John, you know that this is Apostle John. It's John first recognized it's the Lord. But however, after John said this, Peter, his sort of spirit sort of awakened. Then he also recognized, oh yeah, it's the Lord. And then he wanted to see the Lord right away. So that's why explained what he did later. He put on his outer garment and then threw himself to the sea and then swam to the shore because he wanted to see Jesus first. He was always first to do things. And then also the other disciples also went to the shore. Now, continue reading verse 9-10. When they got out on the land, they saw a charcoal fire in place with fish laid out on it and bread. And Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish that you have just caught. Now, it's kind of strange. Jesus already got fish and the bread. And most likely this fish is not from that lake. I don't know. But I'm thinking mostly it's from, Jesus just made it from nothing. And that will be, I don't know what the taste of that fish. It's not this earthly fish. It's not the earthly bread. And Jesus created from nothing. And Jesus already prepared the fish, prepared breakfast for them. And I pay attention to hear that Jesus did not rebuke the disciples. He did not say, you guys need to be faithfully waiting for me. And actually, I already told you that I was here before you. You just need to wait for me. I was here already. He didn't say that. Also, he didn't say, what he said, bring some of the fish that you have just caught. And we read before, you see that the fish is already ready. Jesus did not need the fish they just caught at all, because Jesus already had the fish. He can create a fish from nothing. So Jesus had it, and he didn't say, I don't even need your fish, I already got a fish. I could think that what we would say, right? Why you spend the whole night go fishing? I already got fish for you. I can provide for you. You don't need to do that. But God is a gracious God. He didn't say that. He said, bring some of the fish that you have just caught. He still use what they just labored. Actually, they didn't labor, just because Jesus did a miracle so that the disciples could recognize Jesus is Lord. And they caught fish, but Jesus still used whatever they labored. As you can see, Jesus is full of grace. He didn't rebuke the disciples. So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore and full of large fish, 153. This number may not mean anything, but the numbers put here means this actually happened. And they counted 153. And they all big fish. The net was not torn. That's also another miracle. So many fish. Their materials is not as nowadays. They can get so many fish without a broken. And it actually happened. They counted. It's a true account. Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. Now none of the disciples dared ask him, who are you? They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to disciples after he was raised from the dead. We talk about first time, second time, now the third time, not in Jerusalem, but in the Sea of Galilee. And also keep in mind that the disciples had followed Jesus for 3 years, three full years, and they were with Jesus 24/7. 360 days a year. They were with Jesus all the time. But now, this time, Jesus was gone. He died on the cross and resurrected, and they knew Jesus was resurrected because Jesus revealed himself to them twice, now the third time. But Jesus was not with them, the past 3 years, even though Jesus was resurrected, but they were on their own. They were still on their own. They knew about it. At this time, they were still in the deep valley. Not long ago, they all denied, maybe except as Apostle John, but most other disciples, they abandoned Jesus. And even for Peter, he denied Jesus three times publicly. And Jesus revealed to them twice, but they're still in this valley, they're going up, and Jesus wanted to revive them. And you can see he's full of grace. He said, come and have breakfast. He invited him to have breakfast with him. And they knew, the disciples knew it's the Lord, but they dare not ask because they knew they did something wrong because they didn't faithfully wait for Jesus. But Jesus didn't rebuke him. And our God is full of grace. Now, let's continue reading verse 15. After they finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, so he put Simon aside and said, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than this? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs. So that's come back to the question I asked you earlier, is why did Peter want to go fishing? Why did Peter want, what's behind? What's in Peter's heart? And here is the answer. Jesus sees Peter's heart, and he confronted Peter. Jesus is full of grace, and he is also full of truth. So he confronted Peter, asked him, "Do you love me more than this?" And this love in the original Greek word is agape. Agape is the highest level of love, meaning seeking the best for others. And when Peter replied, he said, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." That love is filial. It's not agape. Filial is a lower level. It doesn't mean you still love other people, but you don't necessarily to put other to seek the best for others. You don't have to do that. You can still love them, even though the others may not be the first place in your heart. It's different from agape. Agape means the Lord has to be the first. And Peter said, "Yes, I love you," but Jesus confronted. That's why Jesus reached to the heart of Peter. And that's why the Simon Peter in the beginning said, in the beginning of this story, this event, he said, "Let's go fishing." I think he loved the Lord, no doubt about it. He also loved go fishing. He's a fisherman. That's his previous lifestyle. He loved both. But the Jesus want him to do is to love him, to put the Lord as the first place in his heart. That's how Jesus said this. He is full of grace, but he is also full of truth. And then Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." That's Jesus' command to Peter. So what does this question mean to Peter then? He said, "To feed my lamb," meaning to shepherd the flocks. What does it mean to Peter is to shepherd the flocks, Peter needs to put the Lord Jesus Christ the first in his heart. I will say it again. For Peter to shepherd the flocks, Peter needs to put Jesus Christ the first in his heart. That's what this question means to Peter. Now, did Peter listen to what Jesus asked him to do? As later on we can see, indeed, he did do what Jesus asked him to do. As we can see, Book of Acts, and also in 1 Peter chapter 5, that's what he said is, "So I exhort the elders among you as a fellow elders and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight not under compulsion but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain but eagerly." So Peter did listen to, did obey, did keep what Jesus asked him to do, to feed my lamb. And that is agape God. And why do I say that? How can you agape God, the highest form, the selfless love, unconditional love? Peter can do it, and we can do it too. As what Jesus said is earlier, that the God's word, that what Jesus said, "Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me." This love is also agape love. If you want agape love, it's to keep his commandment. When you keep, when you have God's commandments and keeps them, you agape God. And Peter indeed does do this because he did shepherd the flocks of God. That means it's not about the deed, it's more about the heart. When Peter has Jesus Christ the first place in his heart, and it was shown in his deeds to shepherd, then it will show, it will outflow that he's the obedience to God. That means he agape God. Let's continue reading. Now, 16, Jesus said to Peter a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, tend my sheep. It's almost the same carbon copy, just a little bit word different, but same carbon copy. Jesus asked agape him, and Peter said filio him. Means Peter loved him, but not the first place. He still loved him, but he also loved others. And then the third time is interesting. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Now this love is, Jesus is filial. And Peter answered also filial. So that's how Peter even grieved. But Jesus wanted to challenge Peter. Do you filial me? But Jesus knew he did. So we can see that Jesus challenged Peter three times, do you love me? And then also challenged him three times to feed my sheep, tend my sheep, feed my lamb. And I think that would drive home about Peter, to Peter, what Jesus wants Peter to do. And before to do that, he has to put Lord Jesus Christ the first in his heart. Otherwise, he cannot do it. He cannot shepherd the flocks of God if he does not agape God, if he does not put Jesus Christ the first in his heart. And Jesus has to recommit Peter to do so and to revive him. As later we can see, Peter and all, as well as other disciples, did got revived, and from them came up the church and us as well. We are sort of like product of what the God has done through the 12 disciples, through the 11 disciples. And I'll read quickly about 18 and 19, and then Jesus also mentioned how Peter would die to glorify him. And also at the end, he said, follow me. To follow me and to shepherd the flocks. And I will jump a little bit further to the Acts, now they got revived, and what Jesus told them to do later is actually what we call Great Commission. That's recorded in Matthew, that Jesus gave out on the Mount of Galilee. It's just right this place, but not on the lake, but in the mountain of Galilee, to make disciples. And in another word, I will use the Great Commission in another wording recorded in Book of Acts. Book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. That's a Great Commission, just in another wording. Make disciples, basically to be the witness of Jesus Christ. But they have to wait for the Holy Spirit to come down. And we already have the Holy Spirit. But at that time, there's a time for them to wait. And this time, they do wait. They didn't go fishing anymore. They did listen. They didn't listen to what Jesus said, to wait. So what did they do while waiting? As we can see, continue on the 14, all this with one accord were devoting themselves to prayer together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus and his brothers. So they all gathered together and pray, waiting for Jesus, or waiting for the Holy Spirit that Jesus promised them to come down upon them. They didn't go fishing. They prayerfully wait. They faithfully wait. And once the Holy Spirit come down to them, they've got power. So when they obey, that means they love God because they keep what Jesus told them to do. And what did this question, do you love me more than this, mean to Peter? Is to shepherd the flock of God, Peter has to put Jesus Christ, the Lord, the first in his heart. And what does this mean to us now? What is this question, do you love me more than this, to me now? Jesus asked this question to Peter, and Jesus also asked this question to me and to you. Do you love me more than this? And we have think that we are not disciples. We are not apostles. We are disciples, sorry. We are not apostles, like those 11 apostles that do the great work, as recorded in Book of Acts and later on. We were not them. How can we do this? But Jesus still asked us this same question he asked Peter, because he gave the same great commission to the disciples, to the apostles, and also to each every Christian. Be my witness here and to the end of earth. That's not only to Peter, to the apostle, but also to each one of us. So Jesus asked the same question to you, but how can we do this? Be a witness, and to, just as disciple did, as the apostle did, be the witness of Jesus Christ to the end of the earth. And then when you do this, you are agape God, because you keep the commandment from the God, and God said, he it is loves me, he it is agapes me. We may not do the great things like Peter did. We may be much smaller, but regardless, we are all in the part of the same great commission. What Peter did is great, much greater than we can imagine, and we only do a little bit, but still it's part of great commission. Regardless, it's big thing for God or small things for God, as long as we keep the commandments of God, we agape God. So Peter can do it, and we can agape God, each every one of us, each every one Christian. But then again, how? How can we obey to keep the commandments of God? That's what Jesus promised the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. As he said here, you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes. And we already have the Holy Spirit. We do have the power to obey God's commandment. And then we can agape God, because we have the Holy Spirit. It's not we do things. It's the Spirit in us do things through us. And we have new self. And for most of you, you probably, as your student, either in middle school, high school, college, or grad school, or I just give example of student. How can we be a witness of Jesus Christ? How can we be a witness in school? And another question is, do you love God more than, for example, video game? Yeah, not praying, right? Do you love God more than video game? Or another question, do you love God more than social media? I just learned a word about streaks. I didn't know what streaks mean. But so do you love God more than the streaks? I still don't know exactly what it means. But I think it's important for some people. So do you love God more than streaks or social media? Or I would say, do you love God more than yourself? And for us to be a witness for Jesus Christ, I, just like Peter, has to put Jesus Christ the first in my heart. Otherwise, I cannot be the witness for Jesus Christ. Just as Peter. Peter has a high calling to shepherd the flocks of God. We may not have this calling. We may have other calling. It doesn't matter. We have calling from God to be his witness, either small, as big as what Peter did to shepherd God's flock. Our calling may be small, but still a witness to Jesus Christ. And it's the same requirement to put Jesus Christ first in our heart. Then we can be the witness. It's not only in school, but also at home, or in your activities, or in church. Be a witness of Jesus Christ, or to make disciples. That's not necessarily mean to those unbelievers. That also means to believers. In church, be a witness to everyone, not only non-believer, but also believers. To fellowship, do you care? Do you really step out of your comfort zone to care other people? We have hospitality team, we have praise team, like also to serve in those ministries. And that, to do those, to be witness, could be witness to unbeliever believers, because we all need to grow together. We need to put Jesus Christ first in our heart. Otherwise, we cannot do this. Or we do this just in vain. It's really the heart. Who do you put the first? So what touched upon this morning is the one question, what Jesus asked Peter, and also what Jesus asked us as well. Do you love me more than this? And this could be anything. For Peter, could be just go fishing. For us, could be anything, even for Peter. Could be any person, including me, myself. Do you love God more than yourself? Do you love God more than, as we say, video game or social media? And other things, whatever you can think of. So what's in your heart? What's in your mind? The first place in your heart? And Jesus asked you the same question. To Peter is to shepherd God's, the flock of God. Peter needs to put God the first in his heart. For us, to be witness for Jesus Christ, we have to put Jesus Christ in the first in our heart. And our God is full of grace and full of truth. And when we follow him, when we obey him, when we keep his commandment, we are agape God. With the help, with the guidance from Holy Spirit, and we can also be like Jesus, to have fragrance of Jesus Christ, to be full of grace and full of truth, and we give glory to God. Let's bow down to pray together. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your love toward us. We are unworthy, but you still call us to be your children and to be your witness. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can keep your commandment, and we can love you as well. When we become your witness, when we are your witness, Lord, may you dwell, may you be the king of our heart. May we long for your word, and may we listen to your guidance. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.